thinking about all this. I will choose free will. All right. You know, here's the deal. I learned about this last night at about 8 o'clock. I've been dealing with it this morning. And then it's such a giant, unprecedented attack. I mean, you understand, I'm not hyping it. They want to own my name, have a guy like I'm a corporation own me in violation of the 13th Amendment. You say that'll never happen. Look at all the rest of the tyranny. They legalized illegally 325,000 kids in slave labor and sex slavery and stopped the DNA testing and disappeared their names with no paperwork. And then internally, DHS leaked 8,000 names to Muckraker. They go to a bunch of the houses, and they go, yeah, I had the little girl for 2 weeks, and then I just gave her away. Some of them are as young as 3 months old. I've had the whistleblowers on that are on the airplanes with the kids with newborn babies, 3-month-old babies, 4-month-old babies. And I mean, it's just, you have stark, raving, lunatic criminals running the government that are now denying aid everywhere. So, the crew's coming during the breaks. It's not their fault. Hey, write a headline. Hey, give us a thing. I can't do it. I'm like, yeah, I need to put out the document where they say I'm their slave. People are like, oh, we didn't know that. Well, that's what I'm saying on air. So it'll only take me 5 minutes. I've got to go give them the document. Here's the document. I've got to write the post on X. I got to get it out because I'm up here talking about this. People need to see the proof. And then I do need to shoot some quick, short reports. It's not 30 minutes long where I describe what's happening and how big this is. Because, again, if this was happening to anyone else, it would be totally insane. I mean, Jordan Peterson's psychology, national guild said he's got to go for re-education for a week because he said some things against transgenders or whatever they didn't like. And that's a scandal and that's wrong, but that's a huge thing. And he packs stadiums on how censored he is and how terrible it is and how he's the most censored guy. And I like Jordan Peterson, but that's nothing compared to what Trump and I have gone through. And it's nothing compared to what you'll go through if they set the precedent. Do you understand? They say they own my name in federal and state court, and if I don't fight them, they'll have judges certify that? You understand how crazy this is? We are not in a normal climate anymore. We are in total, absolute, bonker-level tyranny. And so quite frankly, I'm so pissed off, I can't even barely do the show right now. Not even about me. It's like when they sent in federal ordered agents with a private security firm to lock the doors in early June, and people didn't believe it, even though it hit the news 2 days later. I know why you didn't believe it. It's crazy. And then it happened. They admitted it. I immediately said, they're getting ready to kill Trump and do some big false flags or something. This isn't about me. It's about all of us. Do you understand that? So I was just realizing, I'm going to sit here and beat up my audience and beg and beg and beg to you when you're huge and awesome. I need to have short, crisp explaining this, or people can go clip it out earlier, put it out. I need the whole crew to get on this and do reports on this and explain it. And I need everybody else to pick up on this. And this needs to be a huge story because it is. Okay? They don't want money. They want to shut down InfoWars and then appoint a receiver like I'm a corporation that owns me in violation of the 13th Amendment. And Soros, that runs Media Matters and funds it, openly says he wants to buy it. That is something we can deal with because I'll continue on. And we get enough funds through these groups we're working with, we'll hire the whole crew back and won't miss a beat. Though enough money wasn't there, it's starting to come in. The enemy knows that. So now they've done this. So I gotta nail this. So I'm going to come back with your calls. And I'm going to come back with all this other news I haven't hit. But first, I got to get this tweet out. First, a little bit of the Tucker Carlson event from a few weeks ago, and we'll be back.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, We've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to bring out our next guest, who... and let me just say, we had a little trouble finding an arena that would take him because he's so controversial. And I'm grateful to where we are right now and to the people of Pennsylvania. But let me just say, can I say one thing about Alex Jones? So Alex Jones is one of those people you're supposed to be very shocked by. Here's the one fact about Alex Jones that I can't get over. Alex Jones predicted 9/11. And he did, think about this for a sec. And he did so on tape. Now, I worked in television my whole life. When you're on TV, there's a timestamp. We don't need to guess. I'm on TV for decades saying super dumb things, which live forever on YouTube. Alex Jones, in the summer of 2001, said, you need to call the White House right now because planes are going to hit the World Trade Center and they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. He said that. I've seen the tape. You can look it up. So, no, check us out. So I lived in D.C. at the time. Trust me. I had a daily news show on another channel. Not one person was saying anything like that. So Alex Jones says that it's on tape. We can prove he said that. It happens. Why didn't the U.S. government call Alex Jones and say, how could you have known? Clearly you're a prophet of some kind. We need you in this global war on terror because clearly you can see things that nobody else can see. That's incredible. Have you even met anybody who's predicted something like that? No, you haven't. Like, I've never met anyone. I met everybody. I've never met anybody who did anything like that. But instead of celebrating Alex Jones for making the most unbelievable call in the history of the news business, they set about, the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the FBI that did that. And they try to bankrupt Alex Jones. They try to put Alex Jones in prison. Why would you put the guy who called that in prison? This guy is clearly on the side of the United States. He's trying to help our country. So that fact... If there's only one thing you know about Alex, everything I said is 100% true, by the way. I'm not guessing about this. This is a fact. If there's one thing to know about Alex Jones, it's that. And on the basis of that, I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met. And so I am proud to have him. Not having him here because it's like naughty. Ooh, Alex Jones. It's like, no. I'm proud to know Alex Jones. I'm proud to know the person who tried to warn the country about the worst terror attack in our history and was persecuted for it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones. The point.
That intro was too good.
Well, it's true. It's true.
Tucker's the best, not me. Tucker!
Well, it's, It's true, and it makes me mad. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier, that the only thing they're good at is seizing the moral high ground, and they try to make you ashamed of the best things about your life, like being married or having normal kids or not castrating your children or whatever, or knowing Alex Jones. They're like, oh, how can you know Alex Jones? And I'm sick of it. And I'm just going to say that Alex Jones is my friend. There's nothing to be ashamed of there. I'm not ashamed, and you shouldn't be either. They should be ashamed. He called 9/11, and they tried to put him in jail for it. So anyway, thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. I got to say, I love you. This is a beautiful state full of beautiful people. And when we get President Trump elected, all of us together are going to lift the curse off of this country, and we're going to send the globalists to prison. And it is amazing to meet all these great people, and whether they're black, white, old, young, to see the electricity in people's eyes that are populist and that are Americans and that love God and that love children and love freedom and hate tyranny. I can feel the strength in this auditorium at capacity in Reading, Pennsylvania. And like I told the globalist a long time ago, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one.
It just makes me laugh. Alex Jones, so controversial. Love God, love America, love freedom. Oh, you're so radical.
And Tucker, Alex, the one thing I always give Alex props for that no one ever gives him credit for, Alex Jones has stood against war for 30 years every single day of his career.
Do you feel that the hope that in the end there's victory? Do you really feel that?
Barring the globalists starting a nuclear war. But then they'll still get beat in that process. Those of us survive will dig them out of their holes. Their bunkers will be their tombs. But other than them trying to start World War III, which we're very close to, other than end of the world stuff, our trajectory's victory. All over the world, populists are winning. All over the world, the incumbents are getting thrown out. All over the world, I mean, you go to a comment on Instagram where they even try to censor, and Bill Gates does an interview, there'll be 20 million views, and I'll read for an hour and can't find one person that isn't exposing him. Klaus Schwab had to step down as the head of the WF. The globalists are hated. They just had their big Davos meeting earlier this year about getting trust back. And I watched the Clinton Foundation with Chelsea up there at her gala going, everyone hates us now more than ever. What do we do? We've got to censor them more. And Hillary crawls out from under a rock. We'll start arresting Americans for their speech. That'll teach them. I'll get you and your little dog, too. We have forced them out in the open. They're weak. The mask is off. And now the sleeping giant is awakened.
Everything you've said about the chemical poisoning of the human body is now just kind of accepted. Like, is it weird to see science catch up to you?
Well, I mean, look. What happened, and I knew what they were doing. This is like 15 years ago. I did like an hour-long analysis from South African University and a university in Japan, a university of, I think, Rice in Houston, and the University of Berkeley in California, that just a little bit of atrazine would bend the gender of almost all the frogs, sterilize a lot of them, and turn a large portion of them where they would try to have sex with males. It confused them so much in their development as embryos floating around in the creek or pond. And so I did all that science. Then I said, listen, this isn't about hating gay people or something. This is about chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And I went on to say, and then their populations collapse and they die. And the frogs are a microcosm of us. Well, then within 2 weeks, every late night comedy show, every one of them came out and did a monologue and attacked me. And then it turned out later that they were being directed by major foundations and the CIA. They even later bragged, oh yeah, Chuck E. Schumer, we work with a body with him and a foundation. They actually came to them with a script that said attack Alex Jones, because they went, ignore the hour of serious stuff he talked about, make it a joke. So their joke about frogs made it blow up even bigger in their face. But you have to understand, they know people don't believe the news anymore, at least for 20 years. So it's the nightly comedy shows that are totally written by the globalists, and they give the comedy writers
what they want them to do. And so whenever you see them, like, oh, look, the shots are good. We're all getting them. Take 10. It all works wonderful. Ah, you know, arrest Donald Trump. That's literally the CIA, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation assaulting you when you're at home drinking a beer trying to watch some comedy. And so that's, I mean, I didn't, people think I predicted, God, he was right. The frogs are all turning gay and then they're dying. You know, no, it's been known forever. But they even had, people didn't believe me when I talked about it, even when I was reading the documents, because we weren't on TV then. I'm reading this on air and people are thinking that they weren't all getting MIT Quarterly. Then MIT about 7 years ago, look this up, humanoid hybrid chimeras are gestating at facilities across the United States. And it goes on to say, part pig, part human, part cow, part human, so that they won't be rejected by the cows that are growing them. They then harvest the organs, they harvest the stem cells, and they've got facilities now with thousands of cows per facility with humanoids growing in them. And this is in the literature, and they don't like me because I go, here's the literature, but they won't let you on the basis. And let me tell you, with the spider goats 25 years ago, I call up one of the places in New York where they've got goats that are part spider, okay? And their milk makes body armor. And I get the head guy, a private contractor in the Pentagon, he's happy. Like, he comes on. 2 days later, he calls back. He goes, the Pentagon's really mad. They didn't even tell me it was classified. They're going to kill me if you don't take down that interview, okay? So you're hearing all this. Look up spider goats, 30-year-old stuff, okay? All of this, so as good as I tell you stuff is, it's also bad because there's a breakaway civilization that's really in like the year 2045, according to their estimates. They've already got way more advanced AI, everything else, but they can't get full control of the human population yet, because in an hour, if we wanted to tear up all the equipment and the AI systems and shut it down, we could. It's not that it's bad in of itself. It's how it's being deployed against us. That's why they've got to get rid of the farms and the ranches and the gardens and people knowing how to build things and do things. They've got to make us obsolete first, and then they're going to release the real bioweapons that kill the majority of people. That's why COVID was just a drill, they admit it was, to get us locked down. So when they release the real bioweapon, you just stay at home and die like you're supposed to. But we're not going to do it. And if they release the big bioweapon, we know who to go after, Bill Gates. We'll get you in your bunker. And Zuckerberg will bring you to justice legally and lawfully through the court system. And if you look at the politicians and Democrats particularly, they are not connected to reality. So to them, everything human is scared. Scary. They want sanitized, shrunken. I mean, if you look at Democrat Party politicians, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. So these are...
Wait. I'm sorry. I want you to stop. When you look at a Democratic politician, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. I just want to acknowledge that as a great description.
And you've been around them in person, so have I. I mean, the vibes, 20 feet from Hillary, you repel. It's up there like jack-o'-lantern. I can't make a face. I mean, horrifying. And they're slithering around.
I'm not really sure how Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee, went in like one day from being someone everybody made fun of to being the most heroic figure in human history. I'm still kind of bewildered by it, but I would be interested in your take on Kamala Harris. Who is Kamala Harris and how'd she get here?
That's a great question. Well, Kamala Harris got the same amount of votes in the primaries as Ronald McDonald, which is zero. Kamala Harris is a soulless, truly empty flesh bag who was admittedly a sex operative. It's clear that Kamala Harris was a political sex operative. Willie Brown's talked about it, all of it. And then she was so soulless, and we put innocent people in prison, know they were innocent on death row, home invasions, looking for legal guns, saying she'd do it. Then when she was the attorney general, she would put pro-lifers that exposed the illegal killing of babies right at 9 months when they were already born and the selling of their organs, including still beating baby hearts. She would put the journalist in jail for many years. That's her famous cases. So the system has seen her, has passed her around. They know she's super stupid, and they can bring her in like Biden and then blame everything that bad happens on her And so she is the greatest example of a mindless puppet that they want to put in to further demoralize us to think that that's America, to make America a further joke around the world.
Is Pennsylvania going to vote for Kamala Harris?
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
All right, we've got masses of news to get to. I also said I'd open the phones up, but the show's getting away from us, and I got a special guest coming up. I obviously need to come here tomorrow and do like a five-hour show with calls or something. The New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, is making its move on everybody that stands up to them right now because they're weak, and history is unfolding right now. We can't let the globalists get us used to being attacked and our people being attacked. But I made a point earlier that really hit the crew, and I like Jordan Peterson, but it was a huge story for 6 months. Oh my God. And it made him even more popular that, oh my gosh, the psychological association he's part of in the government, licensing in Canada, because, things he said, wants him to go to a 5-day re-education thing for continued learning, and he won't do it. So he's going to lose his license. They're literally trying to shut us down and take my name and put a receiver over me when federal and state law says you can't do that in these rigged courts to reinstitute slavery and indentured servitude. That's what this is in federal and state filings, the new one in the state. That is such a huge deal. And really, I'm thinking I should just be shooting special reports on this, encapsulating it. We're putting one up on X right now that's got the documents so you can see it on Real Alex Jones, what I was just doing, getting it all scanned in and up to you, so that all the other talk show hosts can come to our defense, because I would defend them. I mean, this is a big story after all the harassment and crap we've been through, and they're saying they want to set this precedent. We've got to rally against the lawfare and the precedent the left's trying to get going here. And I got to get Robert Barnes, one of the smartest people I know. He doesn't even know about this yet. I got to get him on the show. Daria, call him right now. Tell him what's going on. I've got to get him on. Even if it's after the show, I'll just tape it like it's live, and we'll put it out on X. Because you need to hear it from him. Because I've already talked to my lawyers. I've already seen the rulings. I've already seen the Fifth Circuit and Supreme Court ruling and state Supreme Court ruling saying, when they tried this before, other leftist groups, this is indentured servitude. You can't do this. But with me, they think they're going to get it through. I mean, this is crazy. And then while I'm battling it, they'll still be trying to keep me off the air, even if they shut down InfoWars. And this is because the globalists already tried to kill Trump. The system is totally desperate. They're going for broke. So I want to thank those that have donated to legal defense. It's going to cost a lot of money to fight these people. I need you to energize me right now and to stand up for yourself and your own liberty and know that I'll keep fighting harder than ever, and I'll never back down, but I could give out. RealAlexJones.com takes you right to the Give, Send, Go account, whether it's $1 or $100 or $1,000. I want to thank everybody making donations. This is the war for freedom. Rob B. just gave $10. Thank you. That's the most recent donation. Please take action now. And guys, print me a bunch of their comments, because later I'm going to shoot a video and read a bunch of their comments. And you can continue to refresh and go down. You can click on more of those comments and get those. Because I've told my crew, we're under attack. The ship's under attack. The most evil, sophisticated assault yet. We need to report on ourselves. We need to now. We're the big story. We're here for everybody else's story. We're here for everybody else when they're under attack. And it's like we're, a staple and a household name and an institution. Everybody expects to keep being there. If this is the Alamo, they're coming over the parapets right now. They're coming over the wall. I don't know what I got to do to explain to you. We need to maybe have a graphic of fire the bat signal, where it's like maybe an AI of Alex Jones fires the bat signal and asks for help. I fire the 1776 bat signal. I'm like Paul Revere that just rode 5 hours, and I pull up to a barn and say, my horse needs water and some grain. And I'll keep riding through the night, folks, but I cannot do it without you, realalexjones.com. Realalexjones.com. That's where you donate. Get the t-shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Support the sponsorship with the great supplements, drjonesnaturals.com. InfoWars is there. Got great products ready to ship, but they may take it over in November. Keep supporting it until then. But this is game time. I've been on air 30 years plus, 30 years and 6 months. April this year was 30 years. This is the big one. And again, it's the climate we're in. They're going to try to kill Trump again. They're going to do false flags. They don't want us on air exposing all the stuff they're up to. They can't operate in this climate of us resisting them. It's essential for them to shut us down. Like Trump getting shot at and all this stuff. That's not entertainment. It's not like a reality show. Oh, let's see if he gets killed in Butler tomorrow. This is go time. This is the big one. And I almost didn't do the show today because I wanted to just cut precise reports, show you the documents. I've already done that some. And explain this. But do you understand? I'm not hyping this. They're saying they own my name. They say they'll own me like a corporation. They're saying they'll silence me. It's insane. And it totally violates the law, but they think they've got courts they own. So I've got to fight this vigorously. I'm calling for your support. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm done talking about it for now. I just know this is all part of the climate of tyranny and what we're up against. I mean, they're not giving aid in these states. They're blocking the aid. They're giving it to illegal aliens. They're blocking the helicopters and private citizens. They're so evil. They're at war with us. They know they're at war. They love it. The Democratic Party is a satanic, pedophile-run cult. And I've got a bunch of news on that. I mean, the federal filings, the lawsuits, the federal indictment, hundreds and hundreds of celebrities and people involved in raping children, young children. They had the little kids, 10, 11 years old, talking about how they're owned by P. Diddy, how their mother gave them to them, and the guys are rubbing on them. I mean, you know, these people think they're invincible, but P. Diddy was just there to blackmail people for the CIA. P. Diddy's not the bottom of the rabbit hole, neither is Jeffrey Epstein. They're the opening to the rabbit hole. 325,000 smuggled kids into slave labor and sex slavery. That's who you're up against. Let it sink in. They're going for broke. They've weaponized the courts. But the stuff they're doing is so outrageous. If you fight them right, you win like we've been doing. And every time they fail to shut us down, they just get more pissed off. The stakes are so insanely high. The enemies of freedom hope you don't share the articles and videos. They hope you don't tell your email list every day and your text message folks the links, the articles, so you can bypass the censors. They're counting on you, not realizing how incredibly important you are. They're counting on you not going to realalexjones.com. They're counting on you not going to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. They're counting on you not going to drjonesnaturals.com. They're counting on you not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting the Bi-Mineral Fusion and X2 and X3 and all that there ready for you. It takes money to fight a war. And I want to be covering news. But the news is we're under unprecedented attack with the most un-American crap this country's ever seen, claiming they physically own my name and own me. It will never happen. I will never comply. I will never back down. I will never sell out. But I can't keep fighting without you. This isn't a movie. It's not a drama. It isn't a Greek tragedy. This is real.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that promote free speech, truth, and resilience to the new world order, like thealexjonesstore.com, will be banned. Sites that profit off dangerous truths are a threat to our democracy. Shirts sold at thealexjonesstore.com, like the InfoWars Limited Edition fundraiser t-shirt, will no longer be tolerated. And let's be clear, if you're caught wearing one of these shirts, you will face arrest. Whether it's the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt or any other merchandise pushing harmful messages of patriotism, family, faith, and freedom, this kind of propaganda has no place in our future. We will create a future where safety, censorship, and tyranny prevail. Don't go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase products that keep Alex Jones on the air. Don't wear the shirts or support humanity. If you do, you'll be the first in line for my depopulation agenda.
Now, obviously, that is AI satire of Kamala Harris. That's not really her. But if you look at her policies and what she supported and what big tech and the Democrats won and what Hillary Clinton has said.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
They indeed do want to put people in jail for their free speech. And the Justice Department that she's controlled by, that's hijacked this country, has been running the whole operation trying to shut down InfoWars. And on November 13th, it goes up for auction. And the Democrats have said they never wanted money from me. They wanted me silenced. That was always their goal.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate? And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
They're scared of satire because real satire, powerful satire, takes a truth and then basically presents it to show how absurd it is. So I'm asking all of you for your support to fund the AlexJonesStore.com and get these great t-shirts and ball caps so one way or another, my broadcast continues on regardless of what happens. We may be able to get some patriots to outbid Soros and Media Matters for InfoWars in this operation, but regardless, myself and the crew want to come roaring back. So support our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com. Get these amazing shirts. That's how you keep us on air. And these shirts are so timely, launching the First Amendment and Second Amendment Defense League, standing up for the right of free speech and self-defense. This shirt and so many other amazing shirts now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. This is serious. This affects the entire country and the world. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you. So please stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Plus, these are amazing shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I am asking you to keep me in the fight. I am asking you to keep me at the front lines, breaking from X, Real Alex Jones. Please repost it, retweet it now. All of you, breaking, Democrat Party lawyers have filed in Texas court to appoint a receiver over Alex Jones, the person, literally repealing the 13th Amendment outlawing of indentured servitude and slavery. Again, repealing the 13th Amendment outlawing of indentured servitude and slavery. Alex Jones is live on air right now laying out the battle plan to stop the tyrants dead in their tracks. If this was happening to Jordan Peterson or Carlson, it would be the top story in the country. If they're able to do this to Alex Jones, then they will do it to anybody they want. Please read and share the state court filing below, CT plaintiff's application for turnover and appointment of receiver. You don't do that with individual people that have already been through bankruptcy, but they don't care. They think they control the courts. They're in the federal court saying they own my name. They own Real Alex Jones. We have to fight them every step of the way, and we will win, but it takes money. So if you want to keep me in the fight, and literally stick it to the New World Order, because they hate this broadcast more than any other show, realalexjones.com. Realalexjones.com. And get the t-shirts and more at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, let's start getting back into all the news, right into the next hour on the economy and the wars, and just it's all total insanity. But, you know, at least I'm not this poor lady. All she did was jack into the computers, her right as a county clerk, to see if they've been hacked. Tina Peters, former Colorado County clerk, sentenced to 9 years in prison. The judge gave her the maximum sentence. You talk about a lynch mob for interfering in elections. So you expose the fraud or tried to, you go to jail. Absolutely disgusting that that is going on. So they're desperate, but it's already been found all over the country that Trump was right. Illegals, dead people voting. Now the Democrats admit illegals vote. Now they're registering to vote everywhere. But they can't have us or others on the air calling them out while they do this. And all I can say is, boy, the last few years I've been saying Elon Musk is getting better and better. Now he's on all cylinders, as hardcore as I am, as hardcore as Tucker Carlson, going to the Trump rally tomorrow in Butler. I mean, this is going to be beyond epic. And we're going to have live coverage of that tomorrow, breaking it all down as soon as the rally starts and then during it with a live stream right here at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and band.video. Whatever happens to Infowars on the 13th with the sale of it, we may get the good buyers. They've already filed to do it. Good people I've said I like that I'd work with. There's a lot of other folks coming in. The bad guys say they're going to outbid it. I would just continue on, except they're saying, no, we own his name. We own him. We want a receiver over him to control everything he does. Insane. I'll never do it. It's unconstitutional. It's garbage. But I'm going to beat them in court. And one way or another, we're going to stay on air. But I cannot, the only link that's missing, and you're partially got the link done, is supporting us by getting t-shirts and ball caps at thealexjonesstore.com and by making straight donations at realalexjones.com for the legal defense and to continue the broadcast. One way or another, this is go time. I mean, look, keep me in the fight. It's that simple. Okay. I could go on for hours about this, and it ties into all this other pervert news I'm going to hit in a minute. Of this organized cult with all the big money and the big banks and BlackRock and the Pretzkers behind it. But you've got P. Diddy, and you've got all these people that work for him on record coming out and explaining what's happening, how it's tied to Epstein, everything else. Here's a clip from Piers Morgan, Jaguar Wright. Here it is.
He's got everybody on tape. They all know it.
For those who were never at these freak-off parties, what were they like?
See, this is the thing. Everything that I'm about to say to you is not my firsthand knowledge. It is my firsthand witness account experience. I was a sex worker. I was a dominatrix before I got my record deal. That's how I know how the dark world and the sex world and the entertainment world run hand in hand. That's why the movie Blink Twice is so important. Salute to Zoe Kravitz. The sex workers that I have worked with throughout the years and continue to work with even to this day have worn hidden cameras. I have my own tape. I've seen what they do. The ritualistic behaviors, the drugging, putting girls in suitcases, dumping them in alleyways. It's horrifying. And it's all done under the protection of, this is going to be paid off. There's another NDA. This is going to be, it's terrible.
It seems to have been something that people, a lot of people knew about, but people were simply too scared to talk about.
Everyone knows. And every person that's sitting there trying to act surprised knows very well. The whole point of this, like Cat Williams said when he sat with Shay Shay earlier this year, the whole point of this is for them, in a coordinated effort, to pretend like none of it is real for the public's perception. But everyone knows what's going on, and it's been going on for years. It's been going on before Diddy. See, people keep looking at him like he's the Sputnik that came out of nowhere. This is someone who was designed to be what he is. We got to stop making ditties. And if we're going to do that, then we got to go back. We got to go back to even further, the mentors of these people. Because Diddy was taught how to do what he does systematically. And Clive Davis has been his greatest teacher.
And she goes on to talk about Epstein and all the rest of it. So it's all coming out. They're not going to be able to stop it. These names will shock you. Attorney for 120 Diddy accusers says will reveal powerful people who enabled him amid rape, pedophilia allegations. Remember Governor Newsom giving his wife to Harvey Weinstein for sex? It's a sex cult. And pedophilia is at the heart of it. That's how you get in it. Again, the Italian mafia, you got to kill some people so they got dirt on you, and you got to be basically, you know, Italian or Sicilian, mainly, depending on the mafia group. Mexican mafia, it's the same. You got to kill people, rob liquor stores so they got dirt on you, and they know. Same thing with, you know, any, you know, really serious criminal organization. The rite of passage is killing people, making your bones. But that's not in this network of systems. It's gay sex is the first thing, so they got dirt on you there. That's just the first door. And then drugs, illegal stuff, and then pedophilia. And so that's the initiation, right? That's how you get brought into the club. So when you see a lot of these Democrats predominantly, and it's some Republicans, but, I mean, you look at a stage full of top Democrats, I mean, I'd say 80% of them screw kids. And then you see them externalizing their death cult, taking over the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church, any institution they can get. And at first they get caught screwing kids and the institution covers it up because they don't want to get in trouble. And then they recruit more and then they take it over. And here's just some examples today. Without even looking for these stories, this is just in the news today. Overhead shot. 7 Arizona school districts exposed for transitioning confused children behind parents' backs. Whether you're in Texas, Florida, it's going on in blue cities and red states. Whether you're in purple states, blue states are really bad. Like Oregon and Washington passed laws to take kids as young as 7 from their parents if they say, no, you're not really another sex, and putting them in secret dormitories with the cult. And then the parents aren't even told where the child is or that the child was taken. That's in the Oregon law. Yeah, you kidnap kids. But it's like it came out in Denver a few years ago. It happens everywhere. They didn't tell them that on career day for 5th graders, a drag queen came and told them that she a sex worker and made money. And it was a great job to dance at the bar and to be a prostitute and that they could be like him who said he was a woman. And the parents of the 5th graders, it was like on local news, the parents are upset they weren't told. It's all about screwing up your kid, grooming them, mainly autistic kids, and then, oh, it's special, you're in a special, they create secret files on you, they don't tell the parents, and then they mainline them into this cult. Yeah, there it is, California's the latest state where a school board is requiring staff to potentially out trans kids. Oh, so see, lawsuits get filed. It's criminal what they're doing. So they spend like, oh, they're being mean to the trans kids. They're outing them. No, the school is creating it. Let's continue. Tavistock child psychologist can still practice despite conviction for grooming a child trying to have sex with them. The Tavistock Institute's run by MI6, British Intelligence. On record, they created in the 1960s the plan for the transgender movement under the transhumanist movement to set the precedent to scramble the sexes and break down society. Remember, the CIA funded in West Germany from the 60s until the 90s, what was declassified 5 years ago, over 30,000 children taken from good families as young as 6 months old, given to convicted pedophiles to create a new family structure of sex with the adults and children. Don't believe me? Just type in Germany gave 30,000 children to convicted sex offenders. The Tavistock Gender Identity Development Service was a clinic in London that treated children and adolescents with gender dysphoria. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. That's the New Yorker. Now you understand. Here's another one. Sex ed group refuses to release inappropriate material shown in New Brunswick school report. Just like if you try to speak at the Austin City Council, our own reporters have done it, about how your sixth grade daughter or son can go get a book off the shelf about pedophilia, a graphic novel showing adults having sex with children. Now, real child porn's illegal. This stuff they claim isn't, but it's graphic. I mean, it looks real. I'd never seen child porn in my life, thank God. And when Christy Lee's kid is in school here in Austin, she got a copy of it, went and spoke at the school board and stuff. They, you know, threw people out over it because you can't read that on TV, but you can show it to kids. She gave me the book, and I went in my office and opened it, and I couldn't finish it. I mean, it's images of adults screwing kids. And they're like, oh, you can't read that here in the school district. We have the video. Hell, she went down there. And parents being thrown out. I like my neighbor, Bob. And stuff like that. He invites me into his shed. He wants to suck my... I let him. It feels great. It's literally teaching kids to be raped. It's grooming. And here you have the Tavistock Institute, of course, doing that. That's what it's all about. What's worse than raping a kid? Cutting their penis off. Cutting a girl's breast off. It's Hellraiser, folks. And who's the new Hellraiser movie? It's a man to a woman that goes around cutting people's pee-pees off. Sex ed group refuses to release inappropriate material shown to Brunswick School report. So you can't show the public this, but you show the kids. 122 individuals arrested, two minors rescued in Sacramento County anti-sex trafficking sting. We are deeply saddened and shocked. French far-left activists indicted in disabled child rape case. That's just what I came across without looking today. There are sites on X that have hundreds of articles a day of this. It's everywhere. That's who they are. So they are adults literally coming in and recruiting your children into a sex cult. And they know you're opposing them, and they know you're waking up to what they've set up, to the child services and all the rest of it. And they are in full panic mode. And they're trying to intimidate us. Well, I will continue to expose the pedophiles and the sex groomers and the sex mutilators no matter what the Democrat Party law firms do to me. And I'll continue to expose the human trafficking by the criminal Mayorkas, Biden-Harris crime syndicate. I'll continue to fight World War III starting. And I will continue to fight to secure our currency. And I'll continue to expose the CIA and the NSA illegal spying. And I will continue to expose all the Satanism they're promoting. And I'll continue to expose the private Federal Reserve. And I'll continue to expose their weather weapons. And I'll continue to expose everything these scumbags are doing. And we're going to bring them to justice. This is a war. And we are starting to turn the tide. And it's those of you that spread the word and share the articles and videos and pray with the broadcast and that donate at realalexjones.com that are the champions in this fight, that actually care about our future, that are actually the men and women in the arena. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want to salute you for what you're doing. And I want to encourage those that talk about this around the water cooler and send an occasional link to go make your own videos, to expose evil yourself. They can't get us all. And that's the good news. Where I hit more news. Yeah, Alex Jones was the biggest and the best years ago fighting the New World Order. I don't care about being the biggest and best. I was, because of the crew and the support and just where we are and everything. That was a blessing from God. It ain't about being number one, because when you're number one in this, they come after you. But now they got totally awake Tucker Carlson. Now they got totally awake Elon Musk. Rogan's totally awake behind the scenes. Come a long way. Russell Brand. The list goes on and on. Countless prominent people. All the most popular people in the world. Not just here, but in French and Spanish and Chinese are talking about the New World Order. We're turning the tide. They're in trouble. So do my enemies. You're obsessed with me. You want to get me. Great. I know you're never going away. I know you're never stopping. It's a fact of life. So I am into it. I'm alive. And I'm committed to the children. And I'm committed to the sex slaves. And I'm committed to the slave labor children. And I'm committed to fight for them and to never stop. And when you support this show, you are fighting for the children. And you are fighting for our sovereignty. And you are fighting to stop war. And you are fighting to stop false flags. And you're fighting to stop the deep state trying to kill Trump. I came out day one and said it was a stand down and laid it all out. And it's all come out now. Because I see it like it is, and I'll nail it up front. I won't sit there and hesitate at the moment that the truth's got to be told. I will go in, through, and beyond. But it's only because I've had you backing me. And that's why when you call in thanking me, I say, stop it. I want to thank you. If you want to thank me, thank yourself. And thank God he gave you the sense to understand what's going on. And help me by spreading the word and supporting us with finances to prosecute the war. You know, the old World War II posters where the man working in a factory or a woman is just as important as somebody on the front lines of that war effort. Because if you're not building the planes and the tanks and the rifles and the bullets and the hand grenades and the food and the shipping containers and the ships and the amphibious landers and the aircraft, baby, we ain't got nothing. And this is a war. And that's why everything I do is about something that helps you empower your life so you'll get a great response, so you'll like it and come back and support us at drjonesnaturals.com to have a symbiotic relationship. That's another key coordinate to support the operation and to continue on the fight with our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible supplements go there now. And the alexjonesstore.com for the t-shirts and the ball caps. There's a great supplement now on there, better than Athletic Greens, and Athletic Greens is excellent. This is even more high quality and incredible and less price for a bigger container. Be sure and check that out. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now. And I'm seeing a good response. But quite frankly, with this giant audience, I want to see a huge one because I want to get the funds we need and move on to news. I don't want to sit here and belabor this because the enemy wants to distract me with all this to keep me from being on the air and doing the interviews and kicking their ass because they're scared because they know the truth's coming out. Well, don't you worry. I'll just redouble my efforts. And I love this crew and I want to keep them going. And the position we're in right now, they shut down InfoWars in 39 days. It'll be hard to even get most of the crew in there. And I want to continue on regardless. So I'm asking you to help me continue my mission and to fight on. TheAlexJonesStore.com, RealAlexJones.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates. InfoWars, you can still get the Vitamin Fusion, X2, X3. The InfoWars MD gummies are the highest quality, great for inflammation more, highest quality, lowest prices. InfoWars MD, the tincture, the gummies, nitric boost that cleans out your blood. So amazing. Such great effects. Libido, stamina, energy, nitric boost, InfoWarsStore.com. But InfoWars could be facing its end with a bad owner getting it, shutting it down. That's their plan. So I'm here trying to defend it while we try to move on just in case. And whatever happens with anything new, working with new folks, we'll obviously merge the two. But now's go hour, 30 years of work, building to a head. Look at the political developments. Look at the political climate. Look at the enemy being exposed on every front. Look at their crimes being exposed, their pedophilia, their open borders, their narcotics trafficking, their corruption, their money laundering, their New World Order, their World War III behavior. Everything they do is turning to crap. So they're making their move, which makes them even weaker because they're out in the open. But you've got to realize the seriousness of it and the urgency of it. And you've got to commit absolutely to the fight. I mean, there's like, I see in the news, without even looking, 10 mass stabbings a day in Germany, 5 or 6 in France, Allah Akbar, dozens stabbed, massive death, mass rape. The foreigners are like 80% of the rape, just foaming at the mouth, just running around murdering everybody. I mean, these governments are at total war with us. Criminals rake it in as violent crime soars in Sweden. Klaus Schwab champions the intelligent age despite concerns over censorship and surveillance. It's all there. And I need all the talk show hosts, all of them that I've had on, all of them that I've promoted, all of them that I've defended. Because they get me their next to promote the AlexJonesStore.com and most importantly, RealAlexJones.com. I need everybody to donate. And I need all the people I've defended and we've promoted and we pushed their films and their shows and we've defended them when they're under attack. And damn it, I know Tucker will defend me. He's great and gets it. He's amazing. But where's... Where are the people that claim they're free speech advocates when we're getting hit with the hardest free speech attacks of anybody? I want to see Jordan Peterson defend us. I want to see the Daily Wire defend us. Ben Shapiro. I want people to ask them if they are, because I don't even sit there and really attack them. They do some good overall, but they need to see action. I want to see all the other talk show hosts come to our aid and ask their audience to support us, because I sure as hell have supported them. I know people like Jack Posobiec's going to support. But I need all the other, you know, the Viva Fries and old support, and the Robert Barnes will support. But, you know, I'm going to call Joe Rogan up and say, this is unprecedented, Joe. We're friends. We get dinner, hang out. Never ask for anything, because Joe's, you know, we're just friends 25 years or longer. But, you know, Joe, this is news. This is big. He's offended me some, but we need to resoundingly let the system know this is wrong what you're doing, and we're not buying it. Because he's trying to normalize more and more, and we kind of get used to being abused by him and used to them doing all this crap. I'm going to play a clip because the same thing we fight here is happening all over the world. I want to play Australian Senator Malcolm Roberts. I want to get on the show, by the way. Dropping serious truth bombs about what we face with the WEF and the dystopian Great Reset, because this is a worldwide program coming against all of us. Here it is.
Instead of working together to push Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum plan based on United Nations policies, work together instead for our country. Klaus Schwab's life by subscription, quote, is really serfdom. It's slavery. Billionaire globalist corporations will own everything: homes, factories, farms, cars, furniture. And everyday citizens will rent what they need, if their social credit score allows. The plan of the Great Reset is that you will die with nothing. To pull off this evil plan, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum will need to take more than just material possessions from Australians. Senators in this very chamber today who support the Great Reset threaten our privacy, freedom, and dignity. Yes, they're in this Senate chamber. One Nation vehemently opposes the Great Reset, the Digital Identity Bill, theft of agricultural land use, forcing farmers off their land, and all of the Great Reset. One Nation has a comprehensive plan to bring our beautiful country back to sustainable prosperity. And in the months ahead, we will be rolling that plan out. Instead of LibLab pushing Klaus Schwab's Great Reset with the tagline, "You will own nothing and be happy," One Nation advocates the Great Resist. We stand for a world where individuals and communities have primacy over predatory globalist billionaires and their quisling bureaucrats, politicians, and mouthpiece media. One Nation accepts the challenge to provide a better future for everyday Australians. We have one flag, we are one community, and we are one nation.
And they're now in court saying they own my name and own me as a slave. We'll be right back with hour number four. The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We've brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing. We'll be right back.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.